Okay, guys, so we're going to be looking at lesson 30. So we've got two prophets left, okay? And this is the biggest of the two, and that's Zechariah. And you probably have heard his name before, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here. It's the most unusual book in the Old Testament, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. So this is a post-exilic prophet. So what that means is we're in the Medo-Persian Empire, okay? So this is the period of time when the Medo-Persians are ruling the world, the known world at the time, and their empire, and of course we know that their empire would later fall to Alexander the Great. But so Zechariah is a post-exilic prophet. We've got one more prophet after that, and that's Malachi. And he as well is a post-exilic prophet. So as far as the history of it, we know what's going on. This is after they returned from Babylon. You know, they did 70 years in Babylon. The decree of Cyrus allowed them and Darius allowed them to come back and reestablish what would become the province of Judah, a Medo-Persian province. Now, not their own nation, but a province. And they would be there trying to reestablish Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple. Later, Nehemiah will come as the governor, and they will rebuild the walls and so forth. So this is around the same time period. He is a prophet during this time period. So let's talk about who he is, okay? So the name Zechariah means whom Jehovah remembers, okay? Whom Jehovah remembers. That's what his name means, okay? The other thing about it is Zechariah was a popular name among the Hebrews at the time. So what's a popular name right now for naming kids? What are popular names right now? Not the unusual. Think about your generation. What were popular names? John, that's a very popular name. What else? Fred, Bruce, did you know what I'm saying? Those... Bruce is saying it's not popular. Well, no, I've known people whose names were Bruce. You know what I'm saying? You know, what other names? They're names that a lot of people would have been chosen from the generation that we come from that were popular names. Bob, Rob, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. Dick, okay? Those were all popular names. Zechariah is the same thing. Zechariah is a very popular name among the Hebrew people. How popular? Well, there are at least 27 men bearing that name, bearing the name that are mentioned in the Old Testament. So when you come across Zechariah's name in the Old Testament of other readings, don't think it's the prophet. Okay? Yes, Mike.
Wasn't Jesus a very popular name?
Jesus was also a very popular name at the time that Jesus was walking the earth. Yes, very popular name. And of course, that would change later because of the prominence of that Jesus. But there were other Jesuses at that time. So yes, there are certain names, certain Hebrew names that would be very popular. Okay? Very popular. And an interesting thing is, have you noticed a lot of the names that we've looked at so far of the men, There's a component to their name that makes reference to God. Like, okay, when we looked here at Zechariah, his name means Jehovah remembers. Okay? Some of the others, like Elijah, means the Lord is God. That's what Elijah means. Okay? Some of the other prophets we've looked at, they all had a component where part of the name refers to God. But that's just the nature of the people and the names they chose. Okay? I can tell you right now, when they chose my name, it wasn't because my family were farmers. George means farmer, okay? I don't know if you knew that. It does. It means tiller of the soil, okay? But I'm not a tiller of the soil, nor do I care to till the soil. And my dad wasn't a tiller of the soil. And the only reason I got named George is because his name was George. I'm a junior, okay? So just letting you know. So that's how we pick our names. They're a little bit different in why or how they pick their names. Now, what we know about the prophet is very little. So the home of the prophet Zechariah is unknown, as he was born in Babylon. So where exactly does his family come from? We don't know. We know a few other things about him, but we don't know exactly, except that he was born in Babylon and he's part of the returnees, those who came back out of exile. So we're not sure exactly where he's from. We do know that because he is a priestly, from the priestly line. So that means he's from the tribe of Levi. Okay? So although the context